Bibi Tambomzile Topala Donskhan, a very warm good morning to you, my beloved Eagle FM listeners. Welcome to yet another empowering episode of Social Time with me, Hileni. I will be your host for today up until the hour of 11 or just a little bit over 11. So yeah, usually I complain about that hour that Michael takes, but like today, I know guys, the voice has not been voicing the whole week, so I have decided, we cannot really strain it for a very long time also. Today we are going to dive into a topic, but before that, let me just advocate for our product a little bit, small, you know. Like we preach here every other day, do not forget to download your Imba app. Do not forget to download your Eagle FM app, and do not forget to transcribe to our e-paper, our villager e-paper that comes out, of course, 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, just to keep yourself up to date and to keep you up to date with what is happening, the news all around the country. So you can always subscribe to our e-paper, or alternatively, the news is also appearing on our website, or on our app, our Eagle FM app. You can download that for days when the normal frequency is not accessible. You can always use your Eagle FM app or your Imba app for tomorrow. Tomorrow is church, guys. I always say tomorrow is church. Let's see each other in church. Do not forget your hymn book. And if you do, it's not a big problem. Just download one and you'll always have it at your fingertips. So today we are diving deep into a topic that affects like literally so many people worldwide, and we will be exploring practical strategies. And the topic we are diving into today is social anxiety. Yes, social anxiety. I know many of you are probably asking yourself, what is social anxiety? Social anxiety is a common type of disorder. It can either be a disorder, or it is just something you get to experience in social situations. And here, like I said, guys, it is social time, so don't be shy. Don't be left out. Join the conversation. So what usually happens is a person with social disorder feels symptoms of anxiety or a fear in situations where they might be scrutinized, evaluated, or judged by others, such as speaking in public, meeting new people. Yeah, guys, speaking in public is something very scary. Do not let us fool you when we are on those mics. It is different. It is different from speaking in public. And, it's doable, but I'm just saying here, right now, right here, it's a one-woman show, so there's not really anything to be scared of, but it was scary in the beginning. I used to get anxious. Like, you come here, and your mouth just runneth dry, like you don't even know what to say or how to say it. It's like you switch the mic on and suddenly you are speechless. So, like I said before, social anxiety also includes things like, it can happen in situations like job interviews, answering questions in class, or having to talk to anyone in particular. It could be your boss. It could be a cashier in a shop. It could be just you being lost in town and now you cannot even get to the correct direction because you are socially anxious and you are not willing to talk to other people. So sometimes this thing is caused by just doing little things. And you know that infamous question, what will people think? And the problem is my answer to that, to that statement is not a very nice one. So I always say, people are people. So people being people, it does not really matter what they say. So that is not something you need to be afraid of. So in many cases, social anxiety is a result of what will people say. It's a result of how will people look at me? How will people perceive you as a person? What will people think about you? But then again, you need to ask yourself, why are you so concerned about what people will say? Why on earth are you so concerned about what people are going to say about you, how people are going to perceive you in society? So this social anxiousness is, you know, it's actually, it's a fear of being judged, being humiliated, and being rejected. Sometimes you just want to go out there and you know you want people to notice you, but you're also not comfortably fitting into the situation. So you are just there like, what if people don't like me? What if people are what? And it has its disadvantages. We will dive into that later. It has its, like most of the time, it just does have disadvantages, and that is it. Apart from you being grounded and also being able to just a little bit keep you away from unfavorable situations, most of the things that comes with social anxiety are just disadvantages, left, right, center, and backwards. So if the fear that people with social anxiety disorder have in social situations is so intense that they feel is beyond their control. For some people, this fear may get in the way of going to work, attending school, or doing everyday things. Like imagine being so socially disconnected that you do not even leave the house. You cannot even go to the shop. You don't even like school. Like, you know, when you were growing up and when you were going to school, there was always that one person that is always just seated in the corner on their own. They do not interact with the rest of the class. They do not participate in anything. When the teacher asks them a question, they freak out. And sometimes it kind of tempers with your performances, because you know, in cases like oral, who yeri father here may Canada, oral used to dribble people. So in a case where you had to now do your oral for school, Afrikaans Mondelang, if you know, you know. So in cases that you have now to do your orals, it's you or presentations at work, or you know, or you just have to do something in a verbal way, you are always just behind, because you cannot express yourself freely. You cannot get to the point across because you're just anxious. You are stuttering. You don't know what to say. Like I say, sometimes your mouth, it just runs dry, just becomes dry, and you don't even know what is going on. You could be mentally prepared, and I kid you not, when it's time, it's like you drop, everything just shuts down, and it is not a good thing. So there are people that are actually able to accomplish this said things. Like, yes, you can go to school, you can go and get your job done, but you do it with great difficulty. You don't even enjoy dealing with this particular things anymore. You don't enjoy going to school, but we all know this is Namibia. Your mother, your father is going to force you to go to school, so there is nothing you can do about it. You are going to go to school. My sister, my brother, there is no conversation about, I don't like people, let me stay home. In whose house are you staying, my love? Definitely not your mama's, because she's going to tell you, my friend, go to school. So people with social disorders worry about engaging in social situations for weeks, even before the event happens. Like, you know, I don't know if any of you have ever experienced it, but then there are just those days where, there's just those days where you're like, okay, there's a wedding or there's a family gathering in the next few days. And yeah, like 2 months in advance, you're already mentally preparing yourself of how you're going to talk to people, of how you have to go entertain the aunties, the uncles, the who not. And, you know, it eats away at your mental, because no, Jay, slap working mirni, you are just thinking of, do I really have to go? Or do I really have to attend this family meeting? But also, if you are not attending the family meeting, you are leaving yourself without... Okay, sorry there. Like I said, you know the gangster cuff that Elizabeth was talking about the whole of last week? I think that is actually what caught up with me. I don't know how, but yeah, it happened. I think she left it in the studio or something, man. Because how is it possible that I haven't seen her and her gangster cuff? And I'm cuffing because, you know, she's a night birdie and I'm like here during the day. Just does not make sense. But yeah, let's move on. Yo, where was I? This is the problem with cuffing, guys. You just lose where you were, and now you cannot even. Yeah, but let's continue. So, like I said before, sometimes you just end up avoiding places or events that cause distress or generate feelings of embarrassment or generate feelings of anxiousness. You are literally afraid to put yourself into positions because you are afraid of engaging with other people. But like someone always tells me, a power tool in this day and era is networking. Get to know people, because you and your two friends are not going to open doors for each other. Be connected, guys. Be connected. Legally, illegally, I don't know, but just be connected. Be connected, because that is how you will get through and navigate through life these days. Connections, I'm not going to lie to you, we are not going to sugarcoat it. Connections will get you through life. So yeah, get out of your shell. So other people do not have this social anxiousness when it comes to social interactions, but they have it during performances instead. So it could be that at work, you know, when you are located a task, and you're just afraid of your boss, or, you know, yeah, you are just anxious. You do not even know how to talk to Tate France because you're just there like you are scared. Now Tate France asks you to do something and you just mess it up because, you know, you are under pressure. So imagine having an outside broadcasting and then they just tell me, Helene, today's your time to shine. You're going to speak in front of this hundreds of people live, not like this, like how you are now listening to me, like live. I'll probably just sit there and ask myself, yo, what did I do for you guys to put me through this? Well, man, guys, no. What did I do? You know, you just become anxious because it's not just about going to talk anymore. It's about appearance as well. Who is going to be there? You know, there are people that, you know, you are now wondering who is going to be there. What are they going to say? How are they going to look at me? Will my voice sound nice? Because now I'm speaking through technology, so the voice is also modified small. You know, the mics are doing what it's supposed to do. And now I have to go talk live in front of a whole panel. Guys, I kid you not, it messes with your head. I'll tell you about a story later. For now, let's just go on. So like I said, you feel anxious in situations such as giving a speech, competing in a sports game, or playing a musical instrument on stage, or singing. Like, you know, imagine you are a good singer, and then you are told to sing and you just freeze, like, you're like, the voice is not even coming out. It's not because you cannot sing, but it is because you are anxious and it's just not resonating with, like your anxiousness is just not bringing out the voice and what you're supposed to do. So social anxiety disorders usually starts during the late childhood and may resemble extreme shyness or avoidance of situations or social interactions. So for those of you that are raising kids, you know, when visitors come to the house, né, there's always that one child that wants to dance for them. And then there is the one that just does not want to be seen by the visitors even. So you need to work on those ones because in the very end, they are going to turn out very antisocial. They are not going to like talking to people, and then they are going to grow up and be very, what is the word? They'll just not like to be involved in anything. They wouldn't want to talk to people. And even if they wanted to, they wouldn't know because they have spent so much time in the background, not talking to anyone. So they practically does not know how to talk to people. They just, they're like, oh, hi, bye. And that's the end of it. Weirdly, social anxiousness appears more in females than in men. I think all of you can agree to that. It's actually females that are more, you know, socially anxious than men are. Have you ever seen women in public? Colleagues, have you ever seen women in public? How do I look? How's my hair? How do I sound? Are they looking? So, women are more... It's not even self-aware. Women are just more, you know, cautious of how they, you know, women are more concentrated, focused on their appearances, on their, how society takes them. Men, hi. You can see that man in the same shirt and jean for the whole month, eh? Dai bra warini. He is going forward. He is doing what needs to be done. So let me quickly take a musical break, aka a gangsta calf break, and then I will be back with the signs and, you know, signs of social disorders and how to get through it. And also you can then call us and perhaps just tell us of your experiences if you have experienced anything that threw you off because you were not confident enough in a social setting. So let me leave you with Shane Ward, Damaged.
Remember those photographs we took on that boat in Spain? I took them down and ripped them up and threw them all away. Remember on the back of one you wrote we were meant to be. That doesn't really matter now, cause you don't mean a thing to me. Baby, you should have told me deep, told me from the start.
you loved me. I said you'd never leave. Maybe I just heard you.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is EagleFM.
Are you struggling to get through to the studio?
Well, send us a message on our SMS line on 1040.
SMS cost $5 Namibian dollars.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288.
Your car takes good care of you, so make sure you take good care of it too. We offer the best quality car parts for your Mercedes and BMW vehicles. All the parts you can think of and so much more. Available at Global Parts Namibia. Renowned for service excellence, quality products and affordable prices. Mercedes and BMW owners choose us. You should too. Global Parts. Global reach for best local advice and prices.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team.
Welcome back. If you are just joining us right now, you are now listening to Social Time with me, Heleni, and my gone voice. And like I've said before, I will be with you up until later, nganga. So, if you have just joined us, today we are talking about overcoming social anxiety. So if you have advice for the youngings that are listening, if you have advice for anyone that is listening that might be socially anxious, you can just call in and tell us your experience. Give us your experience. Tell us how you either overcame your anxiety or how others can overcome their anxiety. Our telephone number is 083-288-401. So, like I was saying before, social anxiety. Social anxiety can actually make your everyday interactions feel very overwhelming and daunting. But remember, you are not alone. Like, literally so many people are socially anxious. And, you know, I get anxious too, like in social settings. There was this other time I had to do a presentation and I don't think, like, now that I think about it, I'm over it. But, yeah, that one dribbled me. Like, you know when you think you're just going to find two people there to present your presentation to, and then you find a whole panel of people, maybe more than eight of them. Yuri Father, Jesus Christ. Your girl was shaking. I was drinking the waters. It's like, you know, it's like I came thirsty, man. You are just there. And honestly, I messed it up because I could not think straight. I could not answer correctly. I could not do anything right because you're just there, like your brain and your tongue are experiencing a disconnect where the brain is trying but the tongue is just frozen. I don't even know how tongues are when they are frozen, but I think that is exactly what I was experiencing on that particular day. It's like you just don't know. You don't know whether to look at people. You don't know if you should look down. You don't know if you should look up. You don't know if you should bite your nails. You know, you just don't know. It's like you're just anxious. Your heart is racing. Like you're just in a pretty uncomfortable situation. So the first step of overcoming social anxiousness is to acknowledge its presence. Like, for you to get over it, you need to acknowledge that it's there, or you need to acknowledge that it's something you battle with, because if you are not sick, they cannot give you medicine, right? So if you don't know you are socially anxious, there is nothing you can do to help yourself also. So in this particular case scenario, you need to be self-aware so that you are able to deal with whatever demons you are battling. And then you just slice it up. Use it as an elephant. The elephant you guys always talk about, the infamous elephant you people like. You know, that one of the midnight show. Yeah. Use it as such, and then you can easily overcome it. So being socially anxious does not per se define you as a person. You could be brilliant. You know, you could be everything in between, but you could be a nerd. You know, you could know your thing, but you know, you are not just for the socials. And it could actually make you lose out on some really amazing things because you'll be just closer to that up in your own space. You'll just be there in your closet, in your own space, like, you know, minding your own business. Yes, it is good to mind your own business. It's good to drink your waters. But it is also advisable to get out of your skin and, you know, interact, mingle, do the things I wouldn't do. Now, moving on to things I would do. Actually, I'm joking. Someone says I give advice that I don't follow, and at this rate, I'm starting to believe it's true. Now, let's discuss practical strategies, like strategies to gradually just expand your social circles. Oh, Jesus. Strategies to expand your social circles is you have to start by identifying safe and comfortable environments where you can engage with others. This could be joining a club, not the club you see ku onenana, not that one. You know, it could be you joining a sports team, joining a debate club. You know, there are always those clubs in schools, university, in workplaces. Definitely not. So, yeah, but if your work offers clubs like sports and stuff like that, then you can definitely join in on that as well. This could be joining a club, attending community events, or participating in group activities that align with your interests. So by stepping out of your comfort zone in a controlled manner, you can now slowly and surely start to build your confidence. You know, I'm not saying start with interacting at 100 people level base. No. Start with just, you know, going to a small karaoke evening where it's probably just 30 people there. If you're interested in poetry, you know, go for a kayang poetry evening. If you want to watch soccer, you know, go for soccer. Go watch soccer matches. You know, just do something. Get out of your shell. Go interact with people that you have common interests in. And then from there, you start to build your confidence. You start to feel comfortable being on the outside, because it just does not happen overnight. You need to first get into the, start getting comfortable with the idea of being around other people. And then you have to get comfortable with people looking at you. Yes, we will look at you. They will look at you. They will stare from head to toe. As you are walking from that side, they will look at you, and there is nothing you can do about it apart from embracing being in public and learning to understand that, you know, in social settings, they are going to stare, they are going to scare you, and everything else in between. So, building confidence is a crucial aspect of overcoming social anxiety. Remember, confidence is not about being perfect or impressing others. You know, confidence will just have you shining in places where you also did not know you could shine. Like, confidence just brings that something, you know, that extra niche to your personality. It just adds that, you know, sizzling, dazzling spice. You know, it's, you know, confidence just looks so good on people. Like, you could literally not know what you are saying, but if you are confidently saying it, people might even believe you are right. Like, if you're confidently not questioning your worth, people could believe that, you know what, this person, what she brings to the table is big. Eagle FM, you're live.
Yes. Hello, Eagle FM.
Hi, caller.
Yes. I want to find out from you. Sorry, I can't hear what your show is about because Eagle FM is not playing at the coast. That is Walter's Day and Sokokmund.
Okay, but, I will inform our technicians. But also, did you try
them? I think your technicians know. I've been saying this like the whole, maybe a month now, maybe.
Okay.
Unless the technician is already dead.
Oh, Harry Father, I forbid, but okay, let's hear what
then
you have to
say. Why is he not responding? Or is the guy, instead of fixing the thing, he's working on his CV or what?
I honestly don't know, and I cannot give you the correct answer for that. I just pass on
but
messages.
But I want to ask you a question. Is it it's Eleni one?
It's who?
Is it Eleni speaking?
Yes, it's Eleni. It's her.
Okay. Now, Eleni, you see, I want to find out from you if you've heard about the story of Dalton, the dog.
Yeah, I have.
And you've heard about how the Namibian newspaper went out and they said, listen, please, these are our friends. Don't eat our friends.
I have seen the article, but I don't know if it was a contributed article or it was the particular newspaper that said it. But, yeah, I have seen it.
Well, whoever said it, if it was the newspaper, particularly if it was the newspaper, right? I think it's a double standard because, you know, it means that they see something wrong with eating your pets, but they don't see anything wrong with men sleeping with men. I mean, eating pets is not so bad if you look at it in that way. I'm a hero. I eat my pets all the time. I eat goats all the time. We are friends until December. We're best buddies until the 25th of December. Then it's goodbye, my friend.
Yeah, until, you know, until we meet again in your tummy, but unfortunately, that conversation is not really one I would like to engage in right now because I'm speaking about something else, but what I can advise is, you know, you said you guys' frequencies have been off. So what I can advise you and everyone else in the coast is that, you know, word of mouth is very important. So tell everyone, download the Eagle FM app, guys. Just download the Eagle FM app. And
it sometimes doesn't work also.
How do you mean sometimes it does not work?
It doesn't work. It's down. The app is down. It happened frequently in the last month or so.
Is it down?
That's what I'm saying. The IT guy is not doing his work.
Wait. No, about the app.
A crack of beef every Saturday.
No, I'm saying about the app. If it's not working, when did you download it?
Long time ago.
Okay, maybe it needs to be updated because there was a time people were experiencing that the app like problem. It where when you switch it on and then it goes off. That was a problem for a while, but then it's resolved. So unless you either need to delete it and re-download it, or you need to to hear if other the word left me. Yeah, but that process.
Okay.
Yeah, because
I just want to know, can you ask John if maybe everybody at Eagle can also get a crate of beer every Saturday so that the IT guy can be convinced not to go?
I should ask my boss.
Yes.
Please just ask him for me. I think he's listening. I think he's listening. Just ask him on our behalf.
Yeah, it's fine. So if he's listening, he knows that the IT guy needs a crate of beer because this guy is now applying at Namibia Brewery, SAB Miller, instead of fixing the things.
No, he's not.
Because we've been waiting now for maybe how long now? You guys are a radio station, but you are trying to convince us to be an app station, that you are actually an app station, not a radio station. So, you know, the IT guy needs motivation. I'll contribute. I don't know, are you guys still taking contribution? I can contribute. Temensa a feiftach.
Temensa a feiftach. Is all right. I'll be expecting your feiftach. And, yeah, maybe I can give it to the IT guy and tell him, you know what, these people really need the frequency out there, so please take one for the team, man.
Please, he doesn't have to. I mean, what is the problem? But, you know, this is the reason why Dalton had to go the way he went. Unfortunately, it's because of these type of manners. It's true.
No, are you trying to say our IT technicians will also go the same way? Ah, no, don't do that. Don't use violence. It's too early.
It was because of frustration. I'm not saying he's going to be eaten or he's eating dogs or anything. I'm just saying because of frustration. Because, you see, a few months back before Dalton, there was a story of a blue-eyed dog that got loose in Oshakati. That dog is still having therapy because he ran the whole night. And people were saying, yeah, these are the animals that are... that are drinking the blood.
Okay, so anyways, while you are here, today we are... Listen to me.
Yes.
When I speak, you listen. Okay, that sounded nice. But, so my topic for today is social anxiety and what it can do to, you know, hinder with your progress in life. What is your take on that? I know you are not listening, but you can always just advise
the person to ask if your ID is social anxiety. Ask your ID guy.
Ah, no, why are you choosing violence? Estopro, it's early.
Listen, we haven't had you guys. We cannot listen to Eagle, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we are at the coast. So this also leads to social anxiety because we got to now listen to Abdul and Lively on, what is it? I almost said Talk of the Nation. What's the thing called?
I'm not sure.
People's Parliament, you know?
Mm.
And you, they have a very limited amount of time. So I think you guys should really, 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 get back online because it's good for you to get back online.
No, I'll definitely pass on the message. I really hope my boss is listening, so he can,
Social anxiety. Social anxiety, why would you have to, how is social anxiety different from normal anxiety?
Anxiety is just anxiety, but you know, the social one is, you know, you are just afraid of spaces where there are other people. It's like you would rather have your anxiety alone, but in this case, we are now addressing the one where other people are involved, because in our everyday lives, we deal with people, we interact a lot, or we are supposed to. So that is what I'm trying to just...
Okay. So, like, maybe when the Linus going out there. What? Everything I say you don't like. What the hell?
No, continue.
No, I'm trying to answer.
No, yes, yeah, continue. I was like, just shook that that's the first name you came up with.
Yeah, this is, you are speaking about social anxiety.
Yes.
That guy is causing a lot of social anxiety, wearing other people's traditional clothes. Going around thinking that he's, he can maybe milk a cow or something. I wish he would probably get kicked in the head by a cow.
Ooh.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to milk a cow, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But he's wearing the Herero dress. It takes a certain amount of finesse to be able to do that. And he doesn't have it. So, yeah, he's causing a lot of social anxiety amongst specific groups.
Absolutely.
So yeah, he's a problem. So yeah, that's really the crux of the matter. I myself do not ascribe to any of these things. It's just anxiety, whether it's in a social setting or wherever. It's just anxiety, and most people that are too anxious in such settings, they only need one or two lithium poles, and then that's fine. Have you tried lithium?
No.
You never tried lithium poles?
No.
Okay. They are used by manic depressives to stabilize themselves. So yeah, that's all I have got to say there. Please get your radio station back online.
Okay. Maybe I might as well just become the technician myself then. Have a lovely day.
Okay, bye.
Sure.
Oh, you want to get the beer, the free beer for yourself?
Unfortunately.
That's the only reason why you want to go into Skype now. That's the only reason.
Yeah, we can call it that. I like free beer.
Jonas, what charge? You might be sneaking alcohol into the office. All right. Bye.
No. Yes. Okay, we are live again. Guys, do not cause each other social anxiousness in settings. Let's all coexist and, we can all be one happy nation. So, where did I leave off? As I was saying, listeners, I know the situation of the frequencies being off is dire, but if possible, please, until then, use our Eagle FM app. You know, I wish I could tell you many other stories, but at this point, I'm not able to. But while we get to the fixing part, please do use our Eagle FM app. And for those that have been missing out, the podcasts are up and are running. Go listen to your favorite shows that you have missed. So, like I was saying, building confidence is a crucial aspect of overcoming social anxiety, and it's about embracing your unique qualities and accepting yourself as you are. So here are a few confidence boosting tips so you do not suffer inner silence when you go out, so you do not go to the club alone and go have your beer on your own. At least talk to people, bruh. You look depressed, because why on earth? Yeah, I know it's doable. I tried it once, and the number of IU fines that I got, it's like, it's a crime to go out on your own and just sit by yourself and just eat your food and drink your drinks. And after Monday, Monday was moika makfaniko, where after Monday, I think it has motivated me to be eating alone. Because I'm just there that suffering I went through on Monday to get to work, it's motivating me to become a stingy girl association. I might even be, the stingy man association. Now I'm going to be a stingy girl association. I don't have. And if I tell you, I will see what is happening at the end of the month. Best believe me, I lied. Yeah, but let's go on with our advice, man. Practice self-care. Prioritize activities that nourish your mind and body, such as exercise, meditation. I know black people and meditation, some of us do, some of you do, but it is what it is. Because taking care of yourself can boost your self-esteem. Have you ever just woken up feeling great and, even your day just goes as great because you're like, wow, I am the it girl. I am the it girl. I am the cherry on the cake. So you just go there and shine your shine because you are so confident that you are the package and that you bring everything. So you do not have to conform to social norms and you do not have to fear how people are going to perceive you in society. Also, you need to challenge your negative thoughts, counter negative talks, self-talk with positive affirmations. So what I advise people to do is, when you are not confident about something, when you're anxious about something, every morning or whenever it happens, if you are telling yourself in your head, in your little head, you're like, no, I cannot do this presentation in front of 10 people. Reaffirm yourself, tell yourself, I have this. I will do this. I can do this. I will ace this. Just say nice things about yourself. Reaffirm yourself so that you are able to to, you know, get up there and shine your shine. Because the moment you reaffirm yourself and you get that confidence, nothing and no one can stop you. Or like they say, imagine everyone is naked and you're talking to them. It boosts your confidence, try it sometime. Personally, nah, I won't. Because if I start imagining naked people, you will not finish. So you always have to remind yourself of your strength and your accomplishments. You know, sometimes you just look back and you tell yourself, look, if I could accomplish this, then what is facing 10 people in a boardroom? Yeah, it gets tough. But yeah, what is facing 10 people in a boardroom if, you know, you went through adversity, you overcame so many things. So always tell yourself, if you could do that, you can also do this one. Set achievable goals. Start with small attainable goals, such as initiating a conversation with a stranger or attending social gathering for a limited period of time. Each accomplishment will fuel your confidence. So there's this thing a friend of mine and I used to do, ne? I think it's, I'll try to hore ningo, but in like an anti-social way. Like we would go out, but not talk to people. It's just the two of us in our corner. And then we came up with a daring betting situation where, you know, we would just be at a place and I would be like, I dare you to buy the guy over there or the person over there a drink, you know, and I dare you to compliment the lady that just walked in. You know, like it's things that, because I wasn't a coconut per se, I should just say I didn't really like interacting. Actually, both of us didn't really like interacting with people. It's like, you guys, let's just coexist in silence and peace, and then, you know, no one says anything to anyone, just keep quiet, man, life goes on. So we had to now, you know, do whatever it is that we needed to just, you know, try and break away from those shells. And so we started with those bettings and this, not literal betting, guys. I'm not advocating for anyone to go bet. I'm just saying, so we started with those small things of compliment the lady that just walks in, strike up a conversation with someone. And obviously you don't want to be the one to pay for the bill. So you do it. Chummy, you do it, you talk to people, you meet, greet. And that is the thing. When you talk to people, you are more likely to actually even find out about opportunities that you didn't know about. You know, there are so many things I found out from people I didn't know, like great things. Like you just enter a space and people are talking and you are talking to each other, and then they ask you a question about yourself and then they refer you to someone. Because sometimes people are just like, oh, you do this. Oh my word. Let me refer you to who they offer great services there. Or let me refer you to where they are hiring. They are giving out internships. They're giving out opportunities. And it all started with a conversation, and it all started with you shying away from not socially being anxious. So seeking support is another vital aspect of overcoming your social anxiousness. Remember, it's okay to ask for help when you need it. Now before we pay our bills, we'll be paying our bills in just a minute. So let me not get caught up. So let's just, explore a few ways and methods that you can do, when you acquire support. So the first one is friends and family. So you can always open up to trusted loved ones about your struggles. Their support and understanding can make a world of difference. So if you are not comfortable to speak, then let's say you have an oncoming interview. Yeah, I know what people say. No, don't say your things until they've materialized. Yeah, that is for confident people, guys. Otherwise, if you know you are going to freak out like me, if you know you are going to like just have that kind of quick mental breakdown before you even enter the presentation room or whatever it is that you are going to have to do, you know, you need to tell someone that can either coach you through the process or just calm your nerves down. Because this thing of, I cannot tell people because what if I don't get the job, or I cannot tell people because they will witch me or they will do what to me. Bafwetu, no one is going to do what to you. And hey, look, if they are doing something to you, then you, it's because you've told the wrong person. Just tell the right people. Tell someone you trust, someone that can boost your confidence. And in 3, 2, 1, we are paying our bills.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
We are about you. Yeah, no, guys, I cannot sing, not even to save my life. So let's leave singing for other people. Let us leave singing for other people. I can do other things, though. Don't ask me what, because you don't want to know. So as I was saying, other things that you can do to seek for support is a therapy or counseling. Get professional help such as cognitive behavioral therapy that can provide effective tools and techniques to manage social anxiety. Never hesitate, as in never hesitate to seek guidance from qualified personnel. I've already spoken about support groups. Now, remember that overcoming social anxiety is a journey and it is a process that takes time. You don't just overcome it in one day. Doesn't happen like that. You do not just overcome it in one day. It takes a while. You know, you get used to being around people. You see, like now, I'm anxious again because Francina is standing in front of me. I was so fine, guys. I was so fine, and now I'm shy again. I don't like talking in front of other people. Yeah, it'd be like that sometimes. It'd be like that sometimes. So, anyways, it's like Francina isn't directly chasing me out of here. She's not saying anything, but she is literally in front of me, in my face. She is not even afraid. She is not even afraid.
Good morning.
Good morning, Francina.
Why should I be afraid of you?
Because I am older than you. I should be scary. Look at me.
You're such a baby face.
Now you are telling people I look like a baby. While I'm here telling people me I'm Grandma Hileni. Oh, hi, one.
Did you want to get yourself so old at such an age?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anyways, Francina, today I was talking about social anxiety and how it can affect our everyday lives. What is your take on that? And also, we have another someone here in the studio. The someone should also just answer this question.
The guest should be the first one.
The someone should answer. Introduce yourself, please. Me and to know your name, your surname, where you come from, everything. I want to know everything. No, she can always use her nickname. Purakena. You see what they do on social media, ne? Babylicious, Babalicious, Prettylicious. You can even give us that name, it's fine.
I don't have that one now.
Then just, it's either you come up with, you can, you know, what do they call those names in Oshirambo? Yeah.
Don't meet that. How are you, Francina?
You're greeting the... Just keep quiet. Fine, how are you,
Hilo? I'm good. How are you,
Hilene? Splendid.
Oh, wait. So, okay, you want me to introduce myself?
Mm-hmm.
My name is Raumi.
Mm-hmm.
and the rest is history.
As I believe.
Anyways, what was your question?
My question is, have you ever been anxious in a situation like where you are maybe giving a presentation and in a social situation, and how has that affected you, or what is your overall take on it?
So personally, I am an extroverted person, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So I do dance and present a lot, but I don't think I get anxiety, because what I do to avoid that, I try by all means to pretend as if there's no one there. It's just me, myself. Like how I do it in practice or rehearsals is how I must be wherever I'm at. So I do not experience anxiety.
Okay, that's nice to know that you have found your escape. Francina, potitare, ganda ha kuza mamuno. You have already chased me indirectly.
Okay, for me, I had such when I was in my primary school, whereby, let me not talk about my primary school, my high school, when I was in hostel. When I was in hostel, I actually found myself a whole month not going to the dining hall, which you say DH, in short, because I'm shy of the whole crowd. I've never done it before. And me going there, I feel like they'll start judging me and what or not. So after that month, I started going there. I made it worse. Everyone started looking at me. Even the matron and all that. So it made me more uncomfortable.
Yeah, everyone is wondering, who is the new girl?
I mean, it's just, school started like a month ago, and she's only coming here. How does she start school in the second month? And those that were in one room with in one block, they were like, no, we know her, but because I'm not used to the whole crowd and all that.
My sister, so you were starving?
Yes, I had.
Me can never be me.
When I finished, that's when I said, let me go there.
Ah, shame, man.
And then, yeah, so I got used to it, but that's not an easy thing.
Yeah, no.
So the whole fear was with me. Until I became that head girl, when someone said, you, as shy as you are, you won't try even to go in front of people and say something.
What?
That's when I said, I can do it.
Yeah. So they dared you. they dared you. They took out the eagle in you. Yeah. And then you just soared from there onwards.
Yeah.
Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, that has been it from me here on Social Time with Helene. Until next time. And, I just want to thank Pastor Free Your Mind for praying for me. You know, like during the week, I was always sitting here with me and he was praying for my voice to get better. And guess what? My voice is getting better. Have a lovely day, darling listeners. I will leave you with Lift Me Up by Rihanna.